I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Jury selection got underway today for the trial of Randall Carrick, the former CMPD police officer accused of shooting and killing an unarmed black man nearly 2 years ago. Carrick, who is white, shot and killed 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell when he and two other officers responded to a 911 call. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was in the courtroom today. She joins me. Gwendolyn, what was the mood like at the courthouse?
There was a seemingly larger than normal police presence inside and outside the courthouse. Some officers were on segways on nearby streets, and before anyone could enter the courtroom, in addition to the normal security checkpoint downstairs, everyone had to go through an airport-like scanner that was manned by three officers. This morning, there were about 100 people in line when the doors opened. Of course, many were media.
And the judge today ruled on a number of motions. Tell us about those.
Well, Mark, Superior Court Judge Robert Irving announced that he would allow cameras in the courtroom during the trial and also audio recordings and use of professional cameras. However, recording or photographing jurors will not be allowed. This was an issue of contention by the defense, which came out against the recordings and also argued against the judge giving the media access to the completed questionnaires of potential jurors. This will be a first for a Mecklenburg County trial. Usually only attorneys see completed questionnaires. Personal information on those documents won't be included.
What are some of the questions potential jurors are being asked? Are they pretty standard?
Some, yes. Ask the level of education, number of children, are you employed? But they go deeper, like these two questions. One asks if you've watched news reports of the shooting incidents in Ferguson, New York City, Charleston, Baltimore, and other cities that involved white officers and unarmed African-American victims, like this case. And this question asks that, given what happened in those cities, do you have any strong feelings, positive or negative, toward police? Please explain.
And how long will the jury process likely take?
Today they brought in 30 in this first batch of potential jurors. Most were white and female. If they don't agree on enough people for a full jury and alternates, they will bring in 30 more Tuesday and will repeat the process throughout the week until they get what they need.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.